With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Jeremy Howe is his name. Jeremy, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me, boys.
It just seems like a good, content, stable, solid group on and off the field. Have things been about as good as you could have hoped this preseason?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, credit to the coaching staff and high performance. It was, everything was pretty fresh and new to the guys last year, which, probably breathe of enthusiasm and that throughout the group. But what they've been able to do since we've been back is kept the ball rolling and, we kind of picked up where we left off, which was nice. Everything was pretty new to the guys, which 12 months later, we're kind of just fine-tuning now, which is a good spot to be.
How did they freshen it up? I saw Craig McRae went overseas, I think, and spent some time with Eddie Jones and the Australian Rugby League team. Did he bring any of those new ideas back to make sure it wasn't the same message as last year?
Yeah, well, I think he had plenty. Yeah, he's able to get a few experiences under his belt in his off-season. And I think just the way that he's managed the group, the messaging throughout, we've got obviously going to play a similar way, but we've got a couple of fresh changes that we'll bring to the table at the start of the year. But I think just the managing of the group's probably the good thing, keeping us up. He reads the cues pretty well, keeps us going. And it's an exciting time of year. It always is. Everyone feels good. And the boys are starting to get the itch already. So lucky games are starting to come around pretty quick.
Can I get you to reflect, if you can, Jeremy, just on last year, because it was such an exciting season?
Yeah, it was. It was certainly the most unique season I've ever been a part of in my career, and I haven't certainly played a long one, but it's been really good. I suppose when you're trying to look back and reflect, you certainly take a lot of positives out, even though we fell just a little bit short. We kind of focused on what we did really well with an emphasis to fine-tune a couple of areas that we can get better. And, it's a hell of a ride, I think. Those tight wins, what they did for our group. For me personally, I feel that probably fast-tracks the group's confidence and belief into what Fly Out laid for us at the start. Understand that we're trying to build something new and fresh, but, the belief in what we were able to achieve last year, I feel like that kind of fast-tracks the development of the group and can only mean good things for us.
Ironically, you got to the finals by winning so many close games, and yet come finals time, you were so close in two big ones.
Yes, it's obviously looking back at it now, you can kind of, not so much, I don't really laugh at it, but it's probably the story of the season, really. There's games there that we probably shouldn't have won that we managed to get away with, and then there's also games that we fell away that we almost had the opportunity to as well, so... Yeah, as a defender, the nail biters aren't the greatest of games to play, but we certainly gave the fans a bit of a show. But yeah, like I said, it was a great season to be a part of, and hopefully we can just continue to get better next year.
We've spoken about this a number of times, even as recently as last week. But the difficulties or the comparison between playing as a forward or as a back. I mean, you're an intercepting back, but you can win it on the ground. You can lock down on an attacking player. You're a very all-rounded defender and one of the best in the game. As an attacking player, not so prevalent, but you got a great insight to tell us about the difficulties of both ends.
Yeah, certainly. I guess coming back to me as a forward, I think it is I certainly don't envy them. I probably didn't have... I kind of had a couple of tricks up my sleeve, but I didn't have the technical craft to be able to set up some plays that a lot of guys go in and do that now. I wasn't overly physical as a forward, and I probably got locked down a bit too easily. And I guess as a defender, you've kind of got you've got a direct opponent to a certain degree, and I find it's probably a bit easier to read the play from behind the ball, given that I can probably keep my eyes on the ball a fair bit more than what I did as a forward, if that kind of makes sense. You do so much work off the ball to try and block and release others and do a lot of crafty things. Maybe that just wasn't my jam. I kind of like to keep my eyes fixated towards the ball and go about it that way. But yeah, I think, yeah, I found it hard being a forward early days. You know, it was obviously the early part of my career, but kind of cemented myself down at the other end now and more than happy to play that part.
So to be a successful forward, you've got a good lens on this as well. And we've discussed it already tonight, Richmond exploring with Trent Cotchin as a forward. What are the characteristics that make the AFL's best forwards from your eyes?
Yeah, I think that it's certainly footy smarts comes into it. I think guys that potentially, you know, like maybe only have a couple of tricks, you get found out relatively quickly. I think, you know, I look at it, so like I don't want to speak out of, like I'll give examples from us. Like I find like Jamie Elliott, for example, a lot of people look at him and say that he's, you know, obviously he does some pretty spectacular things in the air and kicks some amazing goals, but he'd be our best off-ball player I've seen. So, yeah, he does applies a lot of pressure, but he's like our number one blocker for the team. He reads the ball incredibly well and sets the field up on both sides of the phases of the game. So a lot goes into it. Understand that you probably see just the goals and the marks in the end on the stat sheets at times, but the off-ball stuff just as important, and I feel like that's probably the difference between the good and the great.
I'm trying to just work my way through your back line and the names will roll off the top of the tongue, but Moore, Quainer, Dacos, Crisp will spend some time there. We're reading Pendlebury will play the majority of his time across halfback and Maynard, who we love, and yourself. As a leader down there, what are your expectations of your teammates if they want to play in that part of the ground?
Yeah, that probably end of the ground has probably been our most consistent in terms of even personnel as well. I feel like, you know, our list has been relatively healthy down there and there's been a lot of chemistry. But like you said, I think even probably the last 12, 18 months, we've had guys spitting through probably midfield to halfback with those guys that you mentioned with Crispy and Pendles. And I'm sure Nick's going to spend some time in the midfield as well. And it provides a bit of balance for us, but we still feel like you've still got to have a strong defensive mindset first. Understand we've got some guys down there that can really use the ball effectively, but you know, we pride ourselves on our contest and our fight work behind the ball, and then kind of let our offense just flow off the back of that. So if you want to play down there, you defend first, and then and go get the peel after it. Some blokes have got a bit more leeway, maybe
sometimes
the younger
it looks
boys.
The other way with you guys, doesn't it? Like you are so bold and courageous, particularly you and Darcy, with the way that you play. Sometimes it looks the reverse of that, like you're trying to hunt the ball before you're stopping your opponent. Does that make sense? Is that just an illusion?
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that, mate. We've got a little man who's
all good. We understand.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, I kind of still get muddled up in between phases at times. Like I'd like to say you get it right more often than not. But, it's a difficult part of the game, trying to read those cues. And that's probably where a system comes in place. You get the ability to get off and help one another, but also get covered. And, it makes it a bit hard. You get found out sometimes. But hopefully you make the right calls more often than not.
Can I ask you, Jeremy, about Ed Allen, who was an interesting pickup. A couple of people overlooked him, and yet he's supposedly 6'4", can run out of sight. It's a pretty beautiful kick. How's he travelling? Because he's either going to be the most focused on of the draft this year, given where he's come from and how many sides have ignored him.
Yeah, certainly. Well, he came in as like you said, and I even actually made a comment to him post Christmas when he came back. It looks like he's even grown even taller. So. Yeah. I think his athleticism and he can run extremely well. Like, he's going to give us a look probably on the wing. Like, predominantly we've gone with, like, Steele and Josh Dacos. Good runners, a bit more small and agile, but he's probably more the taller athletic type that provides a bit of difference in that space. So, yeah, the future looks really bright for him. And to his credit, he's put a lot of work into try and figure out the way that we play, and he's fitting in really well.
By all reports, Tom Mitchell's fitted in really well as well. I'm interested in that role now and how much influence they have in modern footy, that the smaller midfielder who doesn't penetrate probably, if you know what I mean to say there. Yep. What are your expectations around him and how do you see the role of the smaller accumulating midfielder who perhaps doesn't hurt you by foot?
Yeah, I suppose, I guess the reason for going out and getting to play a lot, Tommy Mitchell, or us, one was probably to give kind of Tay a bit of a chop out as, you know, those kind of the really real extractors of the ball, hard-nosed inside mids. And he's certainly going to help Tay around the contest. And, you know, our clearance work wasn't wasn't great, and that's obviously one of Tommy's strengths. So we feel like the way that he plays will kind of feed into a couple of RFI areas that we can get better at. And yeah, I guess, you know, like we've got, like, say, Maynard, who's spitting through the midfield now, who's like that bigger body mid. So I think it just provides a bit more balance. And yeah, like even chatting to Penders, I think for the first time, I think we've got great depth in all three lines. So kind of gives you the flexibility around what your centre bounce team looks like. There'll be a lot of guys spitting through that centre four, which is exciting for us. And yeah, I certainly won't be getting my opportunity through there, which is great.
I think they're pretty happy with you behind the ball. Former Bulldogs coach Brendan McCartney was out of training or has signed on as a consultant. Can you give us an insight into his impact?
Yeah, I guess for a great footy brain, you know, I was lucky enough to work with him early days. And then, yeah, it's just one of those opportunities that come up and, you know, the coaches and that were like, well, the more eyes and opportunities that we can kind of get us on us and get us better, then the better. And he's going to be a great acquisition for us. He's kind of come in, observed early days, but then provides some opportunities for us to get better. And, yeah, really strong focus on the fundamentals of the game. And we feel like that's probably one of our strengths. So he'll no doubt have some influence on that.
Is one area of weakness perhaps a ruck depth, where we see that Oscar Steen has signed today, the big South Australian 19-year-old from Westies, but heavily relying on Darcy Cameron and a 32-year-old Mason Cox. Is that fair?
Well, I think to the big boys' credit, you know, our ruckmen have kind of been fit and healthy all pre-season and really pushing one another. Unfortunately, obviously, Darcy had a minor miss out last week, but by the looks of it, he won't miss too much footy. And yeah, for me personally, I don't think it's a great concern for us. You know, I feel like we'll kind of back those boys in, and credit to them, because I feel like, you know, they're putting their best foot forward. Coxie's been amazing at centre bounce. Like, he's a great centre bounce ruckman, and Darcy Cameron's put on some serious size, and he's looking like a physical beast, which is certainly going to help us around the ground as well. So for me personally, it's not a major concern. Obviously, when they're both fit and healthy, they're going to certainly make us better.
And Pendlebury, just a knock at training today, nothing too serious?
Yeah, just pulled the fossil car, the big fella. So, yeah, got a knock in his leg, and he's just like, well, there's 5 minutes to go in training, there's no point seeing it out. So yeah, he just pulled himself out, which is nice.
Hey, did you ever finish your electrical apprenticeship?
Who have you been speaking to?
I was just looking at your Wikipedia page.
Oh, no, I was 10 days short, so... Oh. Yeah, interesting fact there, because you sit a capstone test, which goes for 2 weeks, and unfortunately, Melbourne didn't allow me to go home and finish it. So it was different rules and regulations from Victoria and Tassie, so it all became a bit hard for me, and got lost in the life of being an AFL footy player and didn't finish it. So don't worry, I cop it from the parents flat out. So
that luckily you made it as a player, because that would be, if you had have hurt yourself early, that would have been a disastrous decision.
True. I definitely would have. So, yeah, I think the lucky stars at footy panned out all right.
Well, good on you, mate. As I said, we love watching you play, and the way that you back yourself in is going to be a big year for the club. No doubt about that. We appreciate your time tonight.
Nah, cheers, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Jeremy Howe, fascinating to see how Collingwood go this year. Jared, I haven't got your pre-season predictions out of you yet. I did hear you and Brad Johnson discussing it, I think, pre-Christmas, and Jono was a bit, he wasn't sure about Collingwood.
I'm not sure why the slow's on the Pies. I mean, I think adding Mitchell to the Pies is a serious addition. One of their weaknesses was clearances, contested ball. You know, you add that guy, and who's to say they won't help him and maybe give him license to go forward with the ball and make him a bit more penetrating, which would help some of his critics. But ultimately, I'm not sure he's going to be a better player because of that. He releases so many players. I think it's a great addition. They've got a backup defender. They've got McStay, who's come down from Brisbane, who can play forward or back. I think they're right in the mix. I've had some people say they'll miss the eight. I cannot see that.
No, I think I'm with you. The more I think about it and the more I look at how stable they are, I just saw a whole lot of Bobby Hill on the club's social media the other day, and I know they're not going to post any mistakes or anything like that.
Yeah.
Gee, there's another one.
There's another one.
Bobby Hill's another good role player, like, who will play a specific role. So,
going to be some good fans. Players miss out on that side, and I think it'll be so exciting for the Pies again this season. Can't see them not challenging.
Pies fans, if you want to have your say on that, you can. And healthy summer salads, fruit cups, fresh sandwiches. Grab fresh fruit on the Gold Appco. South African cricket reporter Firdaus Moonda joins us next to discuss the Danne van Niekerk story next. It's an interesting one.
That's a big one.